from Psalm 138, to be read and sung on St. John's Day. O Lord, you search me and you know me. You know my resting and my rising. You discern my purpose from afar. You mark when I walk or lie down. All my ways lie open to you. For it was you who created my being, knit me together in my mother's womb. I thank you for the wonder of my being, for the wonders of all your creation. Already you knew my soul. My body held no secret from you when I was being fashioned in secret and moulded in the depths of the earth. And now a short passage from the Gospel according to Luke in the first chapter. All their neighbours were filled with awe, and the whole affair was talked about throughout the hill country of Judea. All those who heard of it treasured it in their hearts. What will this child turn out to be, they wondered. And indeed, the hand of the Lord was with him. Meanwhile, the child grew up and his spirit matured, and he lived out in the wilderness until the day he appeared openly to Israel. What will this child turn out to be, they wondered. And we wonder still when new life joins our families. What will she or he turn out to be like? We even imagine or guess what they will do for a living in years to come. Perhaps this is one way of enjoying the years before they need to make decisions of this kind. But we are impatient, aren't we, even in moments of enjoyment. We cast a dreamy mind ahead, years, decades, when it would just be as lovely and realistic and alive to live the present moment. Give thanks for the new life that has come into our family. If we were to press the fast forward button and imagine what our child might choose to think or say in years to come, it would be magnificent, certainly, if those words included words of gratitude for life and health. I thank you for the wonder of my being. The psalm has it, the psalm set aside for singing at Mass on St. John's Day. For it was you, Lord, who created my being, the text goes on, knit me together in my mother's womb. In the case of John the Baptist, whose birthday we keep, he was certainly a late arrival, in that his parents were no longer in the first flush of youth, and certainly on that account, there was perhaps more justification for wondering already about his future, while the agenda was still just his circumcision. Surprise is one of the themes of these lines in St. John's Gospel, St. Luke's Gospel, I should say. Surprise at the announcement that a child is due soon, and surprise, too, that Zechariah is not his name. Yes, in the case of this child, it would seem, the words of our psalm are more than justified. You discern my purpose from afar. He is mysteriously given a name that doesn't feature in the recent history of his father's family, John, and the events surrounding his coming had his father first struck dumb and then having his ability to speak restored. How apt, you might say, when the wisest reaction to the birth of new human life can often be a rapt and awe-filled silence. No words can do the event justice. No words of thanks can adequately repay the Lord of life, the Lord of new life and hope. The silence is broken, yes, by a prophetic word spoken by the child's father, but it will be the voice crying in the wilderness that will bring John himself to the attention of the district, and later it will be he who points to another, a Saviour, a Lamb of God, gentle yet marked out for cruel treatment. Oh yes, how lovely it would be for us all, particularly adults, to stay in the enjoyment of the warmth of a child's first days and weeks. But shadows appear wherever there is light. And as Johann Sebastian Bach pointed out in his choice of the Passion Chorale for the first chorale in the Christmas Oratorio, we are in some sense near death, even in the midst of life. Media vita in morte sumus. But rejoice nonetheless, and rejoice at length, for in the Gospel's words, the hand of the Lord was with John the Baptist from his earliest days.